We are continuing tonight, Yemir Hashem, in Simin Kuf Tes Zayin, chapter 116, which is the halachos concerning kashering of utensils. So in halacha aleph, the kitzur writes as follows: Kol kli charish neshtamish bochametz lo mahani leilo hagolav lo libun. So again, the halacha is earthenware utensils. We do not kasher for Pesach. And again, we're going to discuss that when it comes to kashering, there's two different mechanisms that one can use for kashering. One is called hagala, which is either immersion in boiling water or boiling water inside of the utensil, allowing it to overflow the sides. And then libun, which means contact with fire. So when it comes to earthenware utensils, the halacha is earthenware cannot be kashered for Pesach purposes, whether you use hagala, boiling water, or libun. Okay, kitzur then goes on for some other specific types of examples, but we don't have to, but we'll focus again on halacha base. Kli eitz ukli matachos. What about wooden utensils, metal utensils, kli evan, stone utensils, or kli etzem, bone utensils? Mahani lahu hagala. All of these items can be kashered with hagala, with boiling water. So again, that's wood, metal, stone, and bone. Afim hudavrshem is kalka boroschin. Excuse me. So ach im hudavrshem is kalka boroschin kegon kelim hamudubak imedavek. Tafilu imrak hakatam udubak beezadavek lo mahani lehagala mishum dechashinon shemalo yagilu lafa. So this is very important, which is, the halacha is as follows. Hagala, boiling water, works. And again, this is in general, kashering works, assuming that the kashering process won't ruin the utensil. But if there is a concern that the kashering process will ruin the utensil, then the utensil cannot be kashered. The reason for that is because we're concerned that you may end up cutting corners with the kashering process, again, out of concern for potentially ruining the kli. So therefore, again, as much as we said before, that you could kasher a wooden utensil, a metal utensil, a stone utensil, a bone utensil, all with hagala, boiling water, but if the utensil is going to be ruined, potentially ruined through boiling water, it cannot be kashered in that way. Halacha gimel. Kodim shemagil asakli, tzrach lanakoseitim in a chaluda, rost ukidome, shihei noki legamre. So this is very important, that halacha l'maisa, before you perform hagala, which again is kashering with boiling water on a utensil, the utensil has to be cleaned. And has to be totally cleaned, even from things like rust and anything like that. Avam maros, ein bohen kpeda. If the utensil has a discoloration, then there's not a problem with that. Because the discoloration doesn't have any mamashos, that doesn't have any substance to it, and therefore halacha lemaisa, that's not a problem. Now, the kitzur brings up a very important point over here. V'meish gumos bekli. Let's say there are indentations in the utensil. Tzarech l'nakrim heitev. You have to go ahead and clean those indentations very well. V'mukli matachos. Yasim ala gumos al gecholon. Labein sham. V'achar kach yagilu. If it's a metal utensil, then really, if like there are crevices and cracks that you can't get into, better to like burn out those areas, and then you could do the rest of the utensil with hagala. However, this is very important. If you're unable, if you're unable to properly clean the holes and the crevices, and you can't get fire to those areas as well, there you can't kasher the utensil. This is very important. So you might have a utensil that is made of the materials which can be kashered, but yet at the same time, if it has cracks or crevices in which schmutz could get stuck in there, chametz could get stuck in there, and you can't reach in there, you can't get in there with fire, you can't clean it, that would preclude you from going ahead and kashering the utensil. Therefore, again, he brings out an interesting case here. V'lachein, b'sakinim im katos, tzichim l'daktek heitiv, im mo'el lehen hagala, o mitzvah min ha-mufchar, l'mi she'ef shalo she'ikna lo sakinim chadashim l'peisach. You know where this comes up is with knives, because a knife has a handle, and often the handle is a separate part than the knife. So sometimes one has to be careful that the area where the knife is connected with the blade, there could be cracks or crevices. Those cracks and crevices have to be cleaned well. And if they can't be cleaned or they can't be burned out, then ultimately, again, they can't be kashered for Pesach. And that's why, again, the kitzur says, ideally, one should really have separate knives for Pesach altogether. Halacha dalet. Kelim shemishtam shemanai de'ar. If you have utensils that you use with fire, b'li mayim, without a liquid medium, tzrichin libun. They require libun. Libun means burning out the utensil. V'lachein ha'gonos v'ha'machavol she'ofen ba'in chametz tzrichin libun. V'alibun tzorach liot lachel libun chazok. Ad shinu tzotzos nitzin mimenu v'amardash la'etz in la'takonos. This is very important. So essentially, when it comes to kashering, the overarching principle is what's called kibolo kach polto. The way that a utensil absorbs is the way that it emits. So if it's used, let's say with a liquid medium, then it can be kashered with water. If it's not used with liquid medium, just used with fire, then it could only be kasher through what's called burning, through libun, through fire. And this is incredibly important. That's how we decide which types of utensils are kashered in which way. It happens to be, he ends up, now, again, the Kitzur says that when you kasher with fire, you should kasher it until, you know, it becomes red hot and like sparks. Now, the truth is today, our metal is treated, and no matter really how much you heat it up, it's not going to turn red and spark. Again, we'll discuss exactly how you know how hot it has to get. The marda shall eitz ein latakono. This is interesting. The marda is the baker's wooden shovel. You know, the baker's thing that he puts the, you know, like the pizza thing, you know, which you put the wooden shovel that you put the pizzas in to take the loaves of bread out. So that's made of wood. Because, now again, technically speaking, that's used with fire. Therefore, requires libun. It requires blowtorching. But halacha l'maisa, you can't blowtorch it because halacha l'maisa, obviously you can't blowtorch wood or you'll ruin it. Therefore, because you can't kasher it in the right way, therefore it is effectively unkasherable for Pesach. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone.